We need, it needs to become Lyndon Johnson's convention and Lyndon Johnson's party, and I think it will. After tonight, we get the vice president out of the way. Tomorrow it's your day. This is one reason I was against having the vice president tomorrow night. We want it solely Johnson. All right, sir. We've got a hell of a good speech for the vice presidential candidate tonight.
What? For the candidate or for
the nominee?
Who's worked on it?
Well, I have, and two or three other people. They don't know who they're writing for. Nobody does. But with a little adaptation, it can be used by anybody.
We haven't got a very good one of our own.
Well, I just read it. I just read both drafts, and I'm prejudiced, I guess, but I think this the first draft, this Goodwin draft, is awfully distinguished. I think it's one of the best things he's done.
I thought it was one of the worst.
Really? I've got it right here in front of me.
I sure didn't see it. Got the negroes a little bit, and economy and preparedness. All pretty stale, and didn't put it in very good language, in my judgment. I thought it was real poor.
Well, I'll do. Let me look it over again and do some juggling here.
Well, Busby's first four pages were extremely good this morning.
Good.
But they're just so long. I can't read a long sentence, and no use writing them for him. In he does it. It'll have a whole page. It's a paragraph sometimes. I just can't read them that way.
I said, well, Jack's gonna read me Buzz's after that's finished, and I'll make any comments that seem worthy.
I thought I might have Humphrey come down here late this afternoon.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.